USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Postmaster Louis DeJoy, recently appointed by President Trump, is set to testify at a House Oversight Committee hearing next week, the panel confirmed on Monday, in the midst of a Democratic-led fury over recent changes at the Postal Service. As 11 speakers prepare to speak at the virtual Democratic National Convention on Monday, President Trump on the road himself speaking in Mankato, Minnesota.
Now Biden wants to lock all Americans in their basements for months on end, which would inflict permanent, irreversible harm on our nation's children, families, health, and economy. By contrast, my administration is following data-driven and science-based approaches that apply to common sense mitigation, aggressively sheltering those at greatest risk, our seniors. We have to shelter them.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Many California residents are still dealing with rolling blackouts as extreme heat bakes the western United States. Over 270,000 Pacific Gas and Electric customers reportedly had their power shut off for over 2 hours. This restaurant owner tells Fox News,
"The power did go out around 4 o'clock, so we pretty much lost all of our business pretty much for the whole weekend. Already a big impact from COVID-19, and all this heat is just crazy."
Violence is continuing in Portland, Oregon, as a mob assaulted 3 people overnight. Video footage captured downtown shows individuals being repeatedly punched and kicked with no police officers in sight. James Bucall is an attorney in Portland.
The leadership of Portland is deliberately encouraging this disorder, and so that's what they want. I don't know exactly why they want it, but that's what they want.
Violence continuing in New York City, where at least 7 people died over the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Despite 5 months of lead time, various Big Ten officials and athletic directors indicated they never fully considered the prospect of spring football until the discussions began last week. Less than 48 hours after the Big Ten canceled their fall sports season, Purdue football coach Jeff Brohm unveiled the most detailed plan to date.
"I know our seniors and our football players are disappointed that they can't get to play. I think they deserve a right to find a way to get it done. You know, I wanted to put something together and be proactive and make sure that that happened. And so I just put together a plan that after, you know, at least about 6 months of getting more information and research and more testing and ability to set up better protocols, possibly a vaccine, that we could get this thing going, and I'm hopeful that that can happen."
Brohm continues on Fox News.
"Well, with this plan I have, it's going to be able to play at our own venues. We're going to start right at the late February, early March, and play for about 8 weeks with some playoffs at the end. And I think that can for sure happen. I know there's other plans out there to try to get this done, and I'm going to support whatever the Big Ten thinks is the best option going forward. But I do think we can play football, and it's time to find a way to get back to doing that."
The Trump administration is set to open up Anwar in Alaska to oil drilling for the first time, making it difficult to unwind the decision should Democrats recapture the White House in November. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.